and you go back straight through there, and you come into the family room, which is where we use more things. My dad just got a new HD TV, which he's very excited about. So that's in there. And that room has high ceilings. That room is basically like the whole house from top to bottom. And there's a balcony there for the stairs. It looks down into it. So those are the back stairs. And again, the stairs we probably use more because we come in usually into that room when we're entering the house. And so we usually go up the stairs right there. And then if you go up those stairs and take a left into the front, it's like the front of the house area, you'd see the, we have like a, kind of like an extra room over the garage room, because the garage is right under that area. And it used to be our playroom when we were younger. And so it used to have like the TV and the computer and toys and stuff. But my brother got the room after I left, which was very upsetting for me because I always had to have the small room and he had a small room and it was fair. And then when I left, he got the big room just because I wasn't there. So now it has all his stuff, but it's still got a couch and a bed and a computer because it's so big, and his workout stuff and things like that. And then you go back in through the hallway and there's a doorway there. It kind of shuts off that part of the house because of the air conditioning too, because it cools differently in that area. And shuts off and he goes into the bedrooms and the living area. And then there's my bedroom, or this is sad actually, what was my bedroom. Now my mother's office with a couch that is apparently my bed now. I don't know. It's very upsetting. It just happened this summer while I was living at home. They moved me out of the room while I was still there, which is even worse. Yeah, I know. I had to live in the guest bedroom all summer, which is downstairs, kind of in like a back corner area. But it's a nice room downstairs and all. It's just not my room. So that's my mother's office now because she works out of the house for what her job is. And then on the other side of the hall, which is formerly my brother's bedroom, is in my dad's office. So they actually work across the hall from each other all day. I don't know how it's working out exactly for them. And then there's a bathroom that's all decorated like my brother would like now because it's his. And then my parents' bedroom, which has also like vaulted ceilings in it, all high ceilings, and they have a bathroom that attaches there. And then you go back down the front stairway, and when you get down there, to your left is the guest bedroom with like its attached bathroom. And we also have a little cupboard under the stairs that I used to like as a child. It's packed full of things now. It's all kitchen items. But when we first moved there, we didn't have as much, so I used to like crawl into the back of it and like read and things like that. But now you can like barely step 2 inches in it, and there's just like stacks of pots and pans and bowls and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Sort of a Harry Potter cupboard.
Yeah, I didn't realize it until after like I read Harry Potter, but it's kind of like that because it is under the stairs, and it would be like where you store a child you didn't want, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And now it just has old stuff in there.
Yeah. Mostly kitchen stuff. And like my mother likes to buy decorations for all the different holidays and things like that. And we don't have, like, our garage is pretty full too. We can park the cars in there, but there's still lots of stuff in there. So lots of like odd wreaths for Christmas or things like that. We have a Christmas tree, even though we're Jewish, which my mother was really excited about because she always liked Christmas trees. And when we lived in Rhode Island, we couldn't have one because her parents would have been upset. So when we moved to Georgia, she bought a big fake Christmas tree and all the ornaments for it. She likes to shop, and it gave her something else to shop for. So we bought lots of ornaments, and like we have more ornaments now than we can use. And we've only been buying ornaments for the past like 10 years. We're not even like we've had a family tradition of them. We just bought lots of new ones at one point. So.
Well, we're about at the end of the class hour for today, and so would you mind if we continue this on Monday?
That's fine.
When we get back together, and I think we're doing pretty well so far.
Okay.
And I'll just.
Can we?